The fourth grade class from the Rampello Downtown Partnership School Band provided a fanfare for new options in Tampa's Teco Line streetcar. City Council members John Dingfelder and Linda Salsena attended along with all the Teco board members and Hart's engineering staff. Teco's David Armijo addressed the forum.
These young people are our future. Teaching them about transit-enabled service certainly into the future. This project will extend a service that has now been 7 years in operation, the Tampa Historic Teco Line, an additional one-third of a mile. And we believe this is a very critical project. This is what we call phase two of the streetcar plan. It consists of a single track from the current end of the line at what is now called the Dick Grego Plaza, immediately adjacent to the convention center down the street. Also a passing track just south of us on Boreen Street. There will also be a brand new station just stopped right out here, as I mentioned before, that we're now starting standing on the corner. So obviously all this area will be changed here over the next year.
Dick Grego, Tampa's former mayor, had some encouraging words in this new endeavor in Tampa's transit.
When you get on the trolley and you listen to people from out of town and so forth and realize how much they're enjoying it and so forth, and it's a wonderful thing. And when it's packed on weekends and with tourists and so forth, I hope to see more people from here ride. And I think Mayor Arroyo was thinking when you extended this, you have these parking lots here that on weekends are not full. That's not the case at the other end of the line because you have all the hotels and conventions going on. People can maybe park here a lot cheaper over the weekend and that type of thing. It costs as much to park as it does to ride the trolley the way it is right now. So you get more local people doing it.
Pam Iorio says the streetcar will be important for Tampa.
And so it is important that we promote all these modes of transportation, that we promote our streetcar, that we promote light rail, that we promote an enhanced bus system, that we promote the trolley, that we promote the flex and the circulators. And one day, we'll have it all. And then we'll be offering people options in transportation, and then we will be truly a complete community. So that's why, to our young friends at Rampello, this is a very important day. Because what you're seeing is a little more progress for your future. And that's what we're really all working towards.
David Mechanic is on Hart's Board of Directors and describes how the new extensions will benefit the downtown area.
This day where we are extending the streetcar into the core of downtown is something we've said we needed to do from the beginning. It was only due to funding constraints that we didn't actually build the line initially that far. But we've known all along that the streetcar had to reach the core of downtown. And of course, once you do that, we then allow for the office workers downtown to access all of the other points along the line, including the convention center, the hotels, Channel Side, and of course, Ybor. Likewise, the folks in Ybor and Channel Side can now use the streetcar to reach the core of downtown.
On Saturday, various events will take place downtown to further promote the use of the streetcar line. Streetcar Fest is from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. along the corridor alignment between Ybor and downtown. Streetcar rides will only be a nickel. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.